Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, celebrating Trailblazers, First Nation finalists for a new National Export Award. For the first time in 63-year history, Austrade's Australian Export Awards has introduced a dedicated First Nation Exporter Award and its six finalists. So with that, we're going to catch up yarn now with Melanie Harris, Austrade's Head of Indigenous Engagement and Export. And we have Melanie online. Melanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, beginning's half done. Here we have it. New National Export Award. Hats off to the fantastic operation of Austrade's Head of Indigenous Engagement and Export. That's you, Melanie Harris. Tell us about this space. What can we expect? We have six finalists. Tell us about this fantastic opportunity for our mob.
But it's a great opportunity, Trevor, not only just showcasing their innovation and creativity across different sectors for the award, but, you know, just showing to mob how great Indigenous businesses are and how well they're doing on the international stage.
You look fantastic. So when did this come back? We're talking about a 63-year history. So Australia's always did recognition, acknowledgement of people in business, people in the industry as such, but now we have a platform for First Nation Exporter Award. Great things.
Yes. We've always had Indigenous businesses, you know, applying for the awards and finalists in different categories, but it's always been very low, and we just thought it was a missed opportunity to recognise the growing number of Indigenous businesses exporting and their economic, social and cultural impact.
So fantastic. And do you have a list of who the six finalists are?
I certainly do. We've pretty much got nearly every state and territory in Australia covered this year, which is good, so hopefully we'll see every state and territory next year. Good. We have Kirikan from WA. We have Aldridge Railway Signals from New South Wales, Elephant in the Room from up there in Queensland, Jolla Jolla from Victoria, Munda Wines from South Australia, and Akunji Artists from Northern Territory.
Oh, fantastic. And look, a different array of people from different industries, so that's great to see as well.
It is. It's very reflective of what we're seeing across all of our exporters.
Fantastic. So the awards, when does it happen?
Wednesday, the 26th of November at New Parliament House in Canberra.
Okay, Rudy, fantastic. So all our finalists are flown in for the awards night. Is that how it works?
They are all invited, and I'm pretty sure as I'm talking to you this morning that nearly all of them have RSVP to attend. So might just have one missing.
No, fantastic. And so with that, like I said, it's good to have on the resume, so to speak, but it's a good trophy to have in your office. And it's we're talking about a national award here, so which is, meat on the bone regarding business entities, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. And it also helps to inspire other Indigenous exporters and entrepreneurs.
Fantastic. And your Indigenous engagement and export, you're the head of. How long have you been in that role?
I started in the role in January when I returned from living overseas.
All right. Saw the light, came home.
No, it was a good time to come home. I was really happy to come home.
And give us a bit of background in regarding Austrade, please.
So Austrade is the Australian Federal Government's Trade and Investment Promotion Agency. It sounds pretty fancy, but what we effectively do is help Australian businesses export.
Okay, rightio. Fantastic. And then we're probably learning about tariff when you're talking about USA and what have you, but it's just a big kettle of fish, isn't it?
It there is. There's a lot to do when it comes to exporting, but we've got all the tools and advice and the network to support businesses, and especially Indigenous businesses, on their export journey.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Congratulations to all the six finalists from all over Australia. Great to see you in all different industry. Hats off to Austrades and the work that they're doing. And thank you very much, Melanie Harris, and the work that you're doing. And look, may the best winner win.
Yeah, thank you so much, Trevor. I hope you have a great day.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Melanie Harris, Austrade's Head of Indigenous Engagement and Export, and celebrating Trailblazers, First Nations finalists for new National Export Award. So as I stated earlier, it's been 63-year history, and Austrade's Australian Export Awards has introduced a dedicated First Nation Export Award, and it's six finalists. Six finalists were read out, which is fantastic. And like I said, may the best one win. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinya Country, BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Lid Radio Service. And a big shout out to the First Nation Radio Stations across this beautiful country of ours and the work that they do. It is a team effort. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Oh, back and came to a place called Roper River. He moved on out of town some years ago. We got lots of friends and family out here. We got lots of friends and family out here. I don't miss the city lights tonight. I miss my beer, tell you right. We got lots of friends and family out here. No more house we left our troubles behind. No more house we left our troubles behind. Oh, what a life, it's a life to live. The river has plenty and it will give. No more house we left our troubles behind.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1800 422 416.
Heavy holidays. not that high. Well, let's go for a ride in the dinghy then. Buy some fuel. Now, they're not that high. They're getting high. We'll start to row soon.
We are the youth of the streets.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. It's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, and a big shout out to First Nation Radio Stations across this beautiful country of ours and the beautiful work that you do. All right, now, applications for the 2026 Balnaves Foundation Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Fellowship now open. So there it is. So we're going to catch up a yarn now with Hannah Balensky, 2024 Balnaves Foundation Fellow. On the line, Hannah, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, can you let the mob know who your mob were you from, please?
My mob are Yuwalarai from Gidugal.
Okay, fantastic. And a big shout out to your mob. So you're a fellow with the 2024 Balnaves Foundation. How long have you been holding that reins for?
I started this year, yeah. So I'm kind of like more than halfway through my fellowship at the moment.
And enjoying that journey?
Yeah, I'm really loving it. It's been such an amazing opportunity to work with the company and develop my own play through the fellowship as well.
Yeah, look, fantastic. So we're talking about the application for 2026 Balnaves Foundation is now open for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Fellowship. So paint the picture regarding the fellowship and applications and what can they expect, the so-called winners?
Through the application process or the fellowship itself?
Fellowship itself. Let's start with that, please, Hannah.
Well, it's very much like open for you to tailor it to like what you need and like what you want to get out of it. But it's for playwrights or playwright directors. So kind of depending what your focus is, you can apply with what you'd like to get out of it, really. And for me, it was that I wanted to develop a work with the company, but also you also get an opportunity to kind of go behind the scenes and have a place in the company to learn like how a theatre company works and be part of like discussions about programming and like why they choose what certain plays and like how works are developed with the company and really be part of like the journey of going from like a work, like early stages of a work through to production.
So you could say an educational platform in all areas
really
of theatre, you could say,
Yeah, and like learning, I think particularly when you're just on the outside, like you're just an artist or, you know, you're just working freelance and so you don't always really understand like what's going on in the company that you're working with and like the decision making that goes on in like how works are developed and stuff like that. So it's really just sort of like open the curtains a bit on that side of things for me.
Nice you say that. Nice description. Open the curtains. And we're talking about theatre. There it is. So in regards to the application, open now. When does the application close?
Oh, I'm actually not sure.
Oh, okay. Rightio. Thank you. That's something you need to find. So
to
all our deadly listeners out there, tune in and jump in. Do your application straight away to get your foot in the door, so to speak. How do people apply?
You just apply directly through the company. Like if you go onto the website, I think it will have the details. Usually you just, there'll probably be a portal, I think, on there that you'll be able to submit your application to, which will have, I assume, like your what you'd like to get out of the fellowship and a bit about yourself and the kind of work that you want to make.
Now, of course, you're one of the previous recipients here sitting at the moment. Can we name some of the other people that were successful as recipients?
Yeah, Delara Williams was, and Guy Simon were the... I think Guy Simon was last year and Delara Williams might have been the year before. And there was also Thomas Wetherill is another recipient. So some really, like, great people have had this position before and done some pretty amazing work.
Look, it's a good platform and good to have the, on your resume, so to speak, if you, you become
a
recipient.
Yeah, definitely.
It
opens a lot of
doors.
It does. Meeting people and working with really great people and, like, just, like, developing your own practice and, like, yeah, just, like... Your own voice.
As I was just saying, a great platform for a career pathway in the theatre world. But as you said, not only on the stage, it can be dealing with the curtains, so to speak, but it could be dealing with the lighting and directory and all the above.
Sure.
Hey.
Yeah, definitely.
And we are storytellers, and there's an opportunity to tell your story or talk about the first people.
You've got a story that you want to tell or something that you're interested in, it's just like a really great platform for you to explore that and like work with a really great company to help bring that to life.
Lovely, beautiful. Well, thank you very much. So applications are open. Do Google, talk to Auntie Google, check out Balnaves Foundation. Balnaves is Balnaves Foundation. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Fellowship now open. Congratulations with the work that you're doing and becoming a student and learning the process. It's a great opportunity. You would recommend it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my gosh. It's been amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic. To all the mob out there, if you're interested in this space, here's the opportunity. What does the recipient receive? What do they actually do once they get over the line there, please, Hannah?
$45,000 over 18 months to develop a new work. Like, it includes like money to develop a work and also have like a residency at the company.
Such a great opportunity. Money's a tool. There's money at the table. Hannah, thank you for your yarn. A big shout out to you you and your mob there. And thank you, Balnaves Foundation. We will talk soon. All the best. And thank you for the yarn.
Yeah, thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Hannah Balensky. She's a 2024 Balnaves Foundation Fellow. So she's holding the seat at the moment, but applications are now open. Didn't get a closing date, so need to operate as soon as possible. Otherwise, Google, talk to Auntie Google, go to Balnaves Foundation and look at application process and look at when the dates close. But they say, well done is better than well said. Act on it. Act on it. Action speaks louder than words, you mob. So do what you need to do. Great opportunity. $45,000 at the table in regarding your foundation of education in the theatre world. So great opportunity. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, yarn up strong. We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Been cruising a pretty time. Where my dinky go for sock a life. The soul water is my road. I'm at the tilt outboard and was and go. It's while I walk away, all the way. I guess I gotta walk away, all the way. I gotta walk away, all the way, yeah. When I go down, I'll always come up with a dumps. When I'm in the dinghy, I'm flipping switches, trimming tilt, here at one. Fiberglass license C's, 85 Mercury. Registration, YKE, yellow, I'm a lemon on my villa. This fat beat, be the rilla. All my ballers, we your prey killers. Come with me, and you might have the opportunity to see the Great Barrier Reef for free. I've been cruising in the petty time. Where my dinghy go for sock a life. The salt water is my road.
tilt out for the bicycle. That's what I walk away, all the way. I guess I gotta walk away, all the way. That's what I walk away, all the way. I guess I gotta walk away, all the way. I ain't telling no lie, it's straight up Mr. Nye. I love a nice fine day, I watch the wahoo glide. Educated on this great reef, hunting turtles, making money from them crayfish. All in life we were taught to survive, find our way home at night. If you ever get lost, there's a map in the sky, feel me. My father always showed me how to dice a warrior up. We are out, bring their blood, musky niggas.
I've been cruising in the petty time. Where my dinghy go for suck-a-lock. The salt water is my road, is my road, is my road. I'm at the tilt out for the bicycle. That's what I walk away, all the way. I guess I gotta walk away, all the way. That's what I walk away, all the way. Guess I gotta walk away, all the way, yeah, 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 yeah.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community,
you define your greatness.
Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor. From December 10, people under the age of 16 will no longer have access to social media accounts. It's part of a new law to help keep young mobs safe online. Head to esafety.gov.au to learn more.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? All ears here for your daily yarn, you mob. All right, 7 new ambassadors joined the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. And I look proud to announce author, comedian and artist, Andu. Children's entertainer, we have Lucas Proudfoot, also singer Taya McCarney as ILF ambassadors. NITV journalist Bronte Charles and author and artist Mia Speed have also joined as IFL, Indigenous Literacy Foundation Youth Ambassadors for 2026. We're lucky enough to catch up and have a diddly yarn to one of the ambassadors, new kid on the block, Lucas Proudfoot. Lucas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here, brother. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please, Lucas.
Yeah, brother. I'm from the Tweed Coast of New South Wales, saltwater family, Bundjalung country, the clan groups in Goodjumbara, Midjumbull, and grew up on the beaches, all mullet fishermen, my family, and that's where we at.
Yeah, look, big shout out to mob and congratulations on being appointed as a new ambassador, joining the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. So tell us your journey. Who's Lucas Proudfoot, my brother?
Yeah, well, I'm a son of two school teachers on my mum's side, First Nations, my father's side, His family is from the Tweed as well. Mm. But, yeah, big family. Mum grew up in a big family like many of your listeners probably listening on now. All saltwater people and just Mum Street alone. I think there was something like 40-something kids running around between three families. So it's
That's an All Blacks football carnival.
Well, they had their own football team. The Streets used to play each other, but that's another story for another day. But, yeah, brother, we're saltwater Tweed. And, grew up playing sports. Surfing was a big part of my background. Mm. I always say now in my live shows, you know, it's a big part of my background, 10 kilos or 10 years ago. So I still get out in the water, but I've got young children now and I like to push them onto the waves. But no, I'm a musician, work in the children's entertainment space. And, I've been working in schools for the last 15 years and just sharing the power of story, brother. It's good.
Look, fantastic. Big shout out to ILF and Digital Literacy Foundation and work that they do in regarding education, a platform as such, keeping our culture alive. How does it work in regard to you becoming an ambassador? Tell us the process there, please, bro.
Yeah, well, I was in and around school and there was a lot of synergies and I met some people before that were ambassadors. Mm. And I just, going into schools across the nation, I've always admired from afar, you know, what ILF do and knowing some of those ambassadors. And I thought, you know, sort of there was some good crossover there. And just by chance and timing, we got connected. And so just a real honour to just, you know, to join the team, to come on board as an ambassador. And like I said, I'm in schools and I've seen the books and the brochures and the different messaging that ILF have always pushed into schools. And I've seen that. And, even at the schools, my mum and dad taught at as well. And so it's just something that I've always admired and I'm truly honoured now to jump on board.
Yeah, look, fantastic. So the process in that sense, is it a phone call from them, an email from them, or you there knocking on the door saying, hey, I'm your man, hook me up? How's it work?
There was no door knocking, but just emails. We just, there was some meeting one of the ambassadors on there, Mr. Josh Pike, an amazing performer and musician, songwriter, and we just kept yarning for a couple of years, and then the timing just lined up, and the offer came across, and I said, look, I'd love to. I was very fortunate enough this year to perform at the Indigenous Literacy Day, and that was at the Opera House. That was definitely a bucket list show for myself performing, and that was absolutely fantastic, and so it sort of just kicked it off from there. But like I said, I just knew there was a lot of crossover there, and it's something that I'd like to bring my experience to and be a part of that.
And have they, as an ILF and Digital Literacy Foundation, have they given you a format to what the ambassador role entail as such, or are you walking through a dark tunnel? How's that work?
Yeah, I think it's just back to the point of me. I still work in schools quite regularly, all year round. I think it's just championing my role as an ambassador, championing the power story, the importance of how language especially is really important in community. And I think, you know, just meeting and yarning with teachers and early childhood directors to point them in the right direction if they are looking for books or looking for resources and looking for stories that are diverse, because, you know, our country is big, it's diverse, and I've been very lucky to travel a lot of remote and rural communities, but also urban and coastal, so there's a big diverse range there. But I think going back to what ILF do, especially in remote communities, is everything they do is community-led, and I love that. That's something I just went bang straight away. That hit with me, and I really think that's really important. But just seeing language. I grew up, the language that we heard growing up, that gave us a sense of place, a sense of belonging, but also taught us respect as well. And that's what ILF do, is that respect, and it's shown on the ground commitment, eh?
Yeah, look, fantastic. So how they say, BAU, business as usual, you just continue on your journey and do what you do. But when there's opportunity where you're talking to people or folks or what have you, schools, you then throw out the hat you wear with ILF. That's what I'm picking up, brother. Yep.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's how it happens. It's done in a natural way, not walking around with a placard or a billboard saying, hey, look, come this way. It's it has to happen natural. But that's what yarning does, eh? When you talk to people. And when I'm packing my instruments up, there's always someone up for a yarn, whether it's a parent or whether it's a teacher. It's important to to share that time and pass on those messages.
Yeah, to Deli, my brother. Well, congratulations, brother. Leading from the front, that's what it's all about. And you keep doing something, something good will happen. And that's happening with Lucas Proudfoot. To Deli, my brother, good yarning with you. Big shout out to your mob and continue what you're doing. And big shout out to ILF as well. And thank you for your yarn, Lucas. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much. And big shout out to everyone out there. And hope all is well.
You take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn. Lucas Proudfoot, new ILF, Indigenous Literacy Foundation Ambassador, and he joins six other people who've come on board as well. So leading from the front, fantastic, beautiful platform, and the work that Indigenous Literacy Foundation do is second to none. So there it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. We're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindingi Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Bad. let me give you some things.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Sitting on the bronze of the shady tree. The brown bird's always sitting in the cold of the dark of the shady tree. During the night he flies along, looking for some food at the swamp. Rising, the brown bird goes home back to his tree.